Tank Davis versus Lamar Roach. Yo, Tank, what the hell was that? No one on earth thought this fight was going to go the way that it did, except for Lamar Roach. But some things he probably didn't expect either. Like, Tank, what did you have, a mental lapse, a brain fart when you took a knee? Like, that was crazy. You were extremely lucky that the ref didn't call that a knee. Lamar did not connect, and he just went down, talking about something dripped in his eye from his hair and all that. But you don't have those opportunities. You are extremely lucky to have got away with that. Because if that would have counted against you, you would have lost this fight. This fight was extremely too close. And you was playing around too much with someone that was so familiar with you. He fought you twice already. Yes, he lost those bouts, but come on, man. It always went the distance. It always was close. He know you better than any other fighter. But he came in this fight and wasn't thinking that way. And it's obvious. He didn't take it as serious as he should. He up here talking about retirement and not focused on this fight like he should have. Everybody was very much disappointed in Tank, and everybody was impressed by Lamar and his draw decision. And he's very lucky that it was a draw decision. I mean, because Lamar was countering very well, and I was looking at Lamar talk to him while they were fighting. He was confident the whole time, and Lamar was telling him, yo, I done seen that before. Like, Tank, you can't come at him like no other fighter. He is the most unique fighter because he knows you better than anyone. He's had the most experience with you. Yes, they was very young back then, but certain tendencies continue to be with you forever. Tank laid some great shots on Lamar, but Lamar kept coming back each time. It was looking kind of iffy. I thought Tank was about to turn it up around the sixth, seventh round, and he started to. And then he up here playing around when he should not have. He had opportunity to go ahead, go up on his scorecards, but with him playing around, he gave Roach more momentum. He gave Roach more confidence. When Roach started making those connects, when he see him playing around, when he looking at the ref and he popping him, what are you doing? You don't have your focus. I don't know what this switch up was with the coaches, but you probably want to go back to your bread and butter. I can see frustration in the corner when I see the original coach, the long-term coach, telling him like, yo, it looked like you was like giving up when you went down like that. And Tank was just getting mad with him. No, you listen to me. Look, bro, you need to listen to him. I don't know if he tried to pull on his coaches like what Floyd Mayweather did with his dad and his uncle and switched up like that, try to make sure they understand like who's the boss and all that. Look, man, I know you want to be like Floyd. I know both of you guys are super talented. But one thing about Floyd, he never took anyone for granted. And yes, he got popped before, but he always consistently popped back way more. And that was the difference in this fight. Yes, Tank, anybody can get hit. But whenever Floyd Mayweather was out there, he got popped, but he came back with a vengeance on a totally different level. He never had a brain lapse like you did. Learn from this situation and be as great as we all know you are. You came in this bout with not the right mindset with the wrong individual. You can do that with anybody else, but you can't do that with Lamar Roach, someone who knows you better than anyone in the boxing league. No one came up fighting with you like him. You took this approach wrong. And major shout out to Roach, because he came in there ready. He ain't care what you was talking about. He's been confident this entire time. He been telling people, if Tank come in here slow, I'm gonna fuck him up. I'm gonna whoop ass. And I can't say he whooped Tank ass, but he had some moments in there where he was whooping ass. You know, this was not a clear-cut win for Roach, but it would have been a clear-cut win for Roach if they countered that knee. It would have definitely been a win for him. And that's how Tank is so lucky. Like, man, it's crazy. A lot of people wouldn't have got that call. Although I know that Roach did not connect, you had a brain lapse. When people have brain lapses in a battle, that's to your detriment. You can't be mad at someone else who takes advantage of it. Just like when you were talking to that ref and you got popped in the face, you can't be mad at Roach for taking advantage of it. That's the same thing that happened to the fighter that was going against Floyd Mayweather. He up here looking at the ref and got knocked out. That could have easily been you. This is your mentor at one point. You're supposed to be learning from these mistakes. Now, in this next round, if they meet again, I don't think Tank going to be coming around and playing around like he was. He's going to mean business. And we've seen Tank historically need wake-up calls. And he always came back with a vengeance. So I'm very interested in seeing this fight again and seeing how he come in there, seeing what his mindset would be. It doesn't look like Roach was afraid of the moment. I got to give props where props is due. I didn't expect him to be able to counter and just be consistent like he was. And he was. Yo, major salute to him for that. I know he don't want a moral victory. I know he, like a lot of people just giving him props for that. I know he wanted to win. He could have won if that knee counted. Yes, he could have. But I also know him as a fighter, as a competitor, not personally, but he didn't want it to be solely won because of that knee either. He wanted to win where it could be non-debatable, non-debatable. I do know he ended the fight better than Tank did, but I do think Tank won more rounds. But towards the end, Roach held his composure much more. And he was talking that. He was backing it up. You got to respect that. So is Tank Davis' legacy over now because of a draw? Because we know how this era is. We know how everyone focuses in only on if you have no losses, you have no draws, you're not great. Is this going to help other fighters not fall into that mindset and they're going to fight each other more and not worry about an L because they can still be considered as an all-time great if they do catch an L? That's what people say Floyd Mayweather did, messed up the game by going 50-0 and everybody else chasing that and they don't want to take a loss. Tank didn't take a loss. He took a draw. I know he didn't want any type of ones on his record, but that's better than an L. I'm looking forward to see where this goes, man. I'm very interested to see where this goes. This rematch has to happen. This is not like the Pitbull Cruz versus Tank, where Tank was hitting him with some very clean shots also, although we know it was close, but we don't have to have that rematch. With this fight, we have to have that rematch, and Tank has to beat him decisively in the rematch. He has to beat him decisively so he can get over this. Like, period. It ain't no way around it, man. We're going to have to see you get woke up all over again. It's unfortunate you had to go through this to get a wake-up call. Your mentality wasn't right coming into this match. You knew Roach had the skills. You knew Roach had the potential. You never beat him decisively. You always went the distance. You always went to the scoreboards and you won. And you won. But in this case, you went to the scorecards and you didn't win. And you could have definitely lost. So you're extremely lucky that you didn't lose. But you know what they say, when you get in the ring with the champ, you got to beat the champ undisputedly. I can't say that Roach did that if they are not counting that knee drop. He didn't do that if they're not counting that. But should they have counted it? That's a different story. They didn't. We can only go with the facts right now. But let me know you guys' thoughts for this. Is it over for Tank? Has he met his match? Will Roach come in and beat him decisively in the next match? Do you feel like Roach can overpower Tank?
The Highest Point Podcast.
More than a pod, it's a lifestyle.